Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Emily Brown, who is Head of Education with the firm. She is going to be talking today about performance-related pay in relation to the teaching sector. Over to you, Emily.
Hello. Traditionally, teachers have always been paid on a pay scale where pretty much automatically 99% of teachers will go up on the pay scale every year. So they'll get an increase in their pay almost every September. The government wants to change that. They want to reward good performance from teachers and encourage them to perform at their best. So over this current academic year, schools are supposed to be preparing in readiness for September 2014. Teachers will start to receive their first salary increases, which would be based on their performance rather than just how long they have been teaching for.
How is this going to affect them legally speaking? What have they got to get in order in the legal sense?
Schools and governors, so it's the senior leadership team and the head teacher, and it's the governors that need to be prepared for this. The head teacher and the senior leadership team need to look at their pay policy for the school and the teachers. They need to be very clear about what they're going to be basing increases in salary on. They need to do a full review of their policy. There are model policies out there provided by the Department for Education, but each school is allowed to determine how they're going to work that out for their own school. And every school is different. Every teacher is different. So whilst they may get this model policy, they need to be looking at it or getting it reviewed and talking to a solicitor and getting it looked at properly so it does work for them. As well as looking at their pay policy, they will then ask the governors and the governors will have a look at that to and authorise whether they're happy with that. There may be a consultation period with staff and unions over the change in the policy. And the other thing that's very important that sometimes gets forgotten is the training of staff. So you have senior leadership teams or head of departments, for example, at schools who need to know what they should be looking out for in respect of their staff in their teams. And also teachers need to be aware of what they should be aiming for in order to get that performance-related pay increase each year. Governors may need to have training because they may be involved in more pay appeals. So they may have to hear appeals from staff when they're not happy with that increase that they've been given.
Yes, yes. But will this affect academies as well? Are they obliged to go down this route?
Yes, all schools are, apart from independent schools. So it will be state-maintained schools and academies.
So how can school heads be best informed?
Well, this is a new area of law and management for schools. So it's developing all the time. But the best place to find out more information will be on our website. We're going to keep it updated as more and more guidance comes out from the Department for Education and other parties and more schools getting to grips with it. So that's the best place to check it. Of course, you can contact me on 01206 217 317 and I'd be happy to talk through the new changes with head teachers or governors.